Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Sarah, do you have your purse near you?
I don't.
You don't have your purse near you. Okay.
But what do you need? I can. What is your question?
I actually, instead of doing voifs, I just want us to go through our purses and what we have in them right now.
Okay. I know. Okay. I can grab it. I'll grab it.
Okay. I should have done this 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Ask me that again.
All right. So we haven't done some voifs in a while, which we've discussed. You know, this is not news to y'all, but I've been really excited about the packages that I've been getting and the products that I've been buying, and I want to share them, and a lot of them are in my purse. So let's be discerning and let's pick 4 products in our purse that we want to share that we've been using, because I feel like if it's in your purse,
yeah,
it's something you want to have on your person, obviously.
Totally.
So why don't you kick things off? What's the first product you have in your purse?
Okay. Well, I actually just messaged Monica Blunder about this because she posted on her Instagram about her lippies. What are they? The font is just too tiny. What is the name of this? It's the lip pencils. Or not lip pencils, but I'm like, I'm getting old where I just can't see this, or is the font just truly too small? It is the Kissin' Lush Lipsticks. They're like lipstick crayons.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So I keep 2 in my current bag, and they are just my favorite because they're hydrating, but they have a lot of pigment.
Yep.
And I will say I put these in here because my beloved Juice Bomb Tower 28 one accidentally got washed in the laundry.
No.
I know. Have you done that before?
Yeah. Were it's you, a nightmare.
Like, a nightmare. So, of course, it didn't get on my clothes, but RIP, I have to get another one. It's totally different than this product. This product is much more pigmented and much more like a lipstick. That one's much more like a tinted lip balm. But anyways, I keep both the Constance, which is like a pinky rosewood fuchsia-y type lip color.
Okay.
And then Magdalena, which is more of a brick red, because I feel like no matter what I'm wearing, I can either go with a pinky lip or a red lip. Those are the first. I kind of cheated because they're two, but it's one product.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You go.
Okay. I feel like I'm obsessed with just the general formula of this next product.
Okay.
Because these are very extremely similar products, but they're from 2 different brands. One is from Makeup by Mario and one is from MAC. And the Moisture Glow Plumping Lip Serum from Makeup by Mario is almost identical to this name makes me LOL. It's called the Squirt Plumping Gloss Stick.
Yes. No, we're so bad.
Squirt.
Dirty girls.
So MAC sends me these Squirt Gloss Sticks, and they were in this see-through bag, and the imagery is very Y2K. It's like a clear phone, landline phone, where you can see everything inside of the phone, and a girl whose hair is kind of like reminiscent of Y2K. And all of the colors of this gloss stick are like, most of them are very vibrant. The one that I have in this purse is like kind of like a tawny brown color, and it's called Simulation. And I love it. It's like a really pretty nude. But then they have this bright pink called Amped that I have been wearing non-effing stop. I'm obsessed with it. It has a little bit of menthol in it, so it's definitely cooling on the lips. I feel like almost every single lip product I purchase these days or receive in the mail has a cooling effect. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, it's like cooling or some sort of sensation where it's like
plump,
tingly, or yeah, totally. Yep.
And then it says it has ginger root oil and capsicum extract to bring the heat. I don't ever feel heat when I apply this, but I guess that's supposed to help, I guess.
Plump a little bit.
Yep. And then it has coconut oil, shea butter, and avocado oil to nourish. It is extremely, extremely nourishing on the lips. It definitely feels like a balm. And I love Pink Glow as well from Makeup by Mario. I truly feel like these are almost identical formulas, probably obviously made with different ingredients, but like the way it goes and wears on the lip is so, so similar. So I've just been eating these up, like eating them up.
I wasn't even going to mention this one because we were only allowed to pick four and I was trying to diversify and not pick another lip product. But I do also have, is that one Rosy or something?
Yeah, it's Soft Blush.
Soft Blush. Okay. And then I have Poppy, which is like a coral red. And I, again, like you said, I just love how it looks and feels on my lip. And I'm going to say something controversial in that everyone, this came out, I received it at the same time as the.
But this is not the same. This is not the same product I was just talking about, right?
Oh, it's not. No, it's not. You're right. Sorry. This is the Moisture Glow Plumping Lip Gloss.
This is the. No, it's the Moisture Glow Plumping Lip Color.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, yeah. No, that's what this is.
Okay. So that is not this.
Yes. No, it's not this. Okay. Okay. Sorry.
They're completely different.
Two different ones. And
mine is a balm. Mine is like a lip balm that has like a glossy finish, also from Makeup by Mario. But Sarah,
and then
for those
this
of
one's
you
the lip gloss.
Who are listening, because you can't see us, she was holding up a lip color that is like a lip oil. It's like a lip oil that has like.
It is, but it still feels more like a gloss than an oil, in my opinion. So sorry, I totally just hijacked your purse lip choice.
Well, I mean, I also have
That in your purse,
the same product in my purse.
And what I was gonna say, I'm a psychopath. Back to the controversy.
Oh yeah, what's
the controversy? Is that I feel like every brand, as they do during this time of year, is like, here's our lip gloss of the season. Here, you know, so this one was the launch for Makeup by Mario, and then Rare Beauty came out with their tinted lip oils that everyone is obsessed with. Like, it's sold out. I gave my niece a couple of them, not realizing like that they were sold out, and she was like freaking out, and she was so excited. Anyways, didn't really do it for me. So this if I had to pick my like tinted lip oil of the season, it would be the Makeup by Mario.
I also have the Rare Beauty,
but you like it.
But the Rare Beauty is not it's not like a lipstick. It really does go on more translucent on the lips. While I feel like Mario's is more of a lipstick, which you like.
I like
you
color.
You like a pop of color.
I need
color.
The pigment. Yeah.
I need something to like let my lips show through. So while I do not have Rare Beauty in my purse, I do. It's the tinted lip oil. So hers is like more, she like really goes hard on saying, Selena's like, this isn't oil. This is basically going to be a lip what's on your face, because
I know,
like all of mine are lips, and all of mine are literally in the same color family. Like, this, look at this, it's like all pinks.
No, but that's
and nudes.
Why they're in your purse, because no matter what you wear, it's gonna match like your aesthetic and your vibe, you know.
Agree.
I feel the same way. Your lips look amazing.
Thank you. They do look really shiny. But I have yet another. Okay, I spent 37 of my own doll hairs on this lip product. Okay.
What is it?
Because I'm a psychopath.
Why?
And mind you, my holy grail is still forget the filler from Lawless.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I love Lawless. It's like no question. I have two shades of that in my purse at all times. But I went to Sephora, as one does, and I picked up this lip balm from Givenchy.
Ooh.
It's fancy. And This is called the Rose Perfecto Liquid Balm in shade 001. It is, okay, it's $37, so you're like, babes, get a grip. Like, why? Mostly the packaging. It has leather around the base of the cap, so it feels like very luxe. But do you see what it looks like, Sarah? It looks like a cream saver.
I was going to say it looks like the Hailey Bieber smoothie.
Yes. Oh my God, it does. So I picked it up because it looked like this, and I'm like, get on my lips. It is truly a liquid balm. When you put it on, it is just, it glides on the lips. It is so, there's no like cooling, like it does not feel cooling on the lips at all, which is, or, no, actually, I take that back. I feel like I feel it a little bit. But this does have a little bit of a stain to it.
Okay.
So when you, like you have this like, see how pink it makes my lips look? It's like, I feel like it's almost pH activated. Let me just look it up real quick for, it comes in six shades. The shade I have, 001, is called Pink Irresistible. And it says it hydrates, plumps, and nourishes. It says lips are instantly beautified thanks to immediate plumping effect. Oh my God, everything's plumping. An ultra caring, creamy texture, swathed in 24-hour hydration. The lips are nourished and smoothed. And then the shades are marbled in it. So it definitely looks like a cream saver, which I think is just fun. But it has hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, shea butter, pink pepper. And it's basically supposed to like make your lips look plump and juicy. But there is a little bit of a leftover shade. So the Pink Irresistible is, I was right, it is a pH activating product.
Ooh.
So it'll adjust to your own pH of your lips, which is like nothing new. Like this has been around for decades.
Mm-hmm.
But the other shades, there's one called Black Pink.
Oh.
And it's pink and black marbled, and that also adjusts to the pH. But the other ones, like there's like a brown, a milky nude, like a red color. Those are like just traditional shades that don't, you know, they don't activate based on your own skin's pH. So once this kind of wears away the glossiness, you'll have a little bit of pink left over, which I really like.
It looks gorgeous.
I think you would love this. I actually think you would like the red one.
I do too. $37 hairs. I'm going to have to save up my pennies for that.
I go to Sephora and I'm like, I want to be with the people, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be with
the
people.
It's so much
fun.
And then every time I'm at Target, I do that. And then inevitably you walk away with something.
So I went to Target recently and I went to the beauty section, and I always try to avoid beauty sections in general because it's like, get a grip. Like we don't need more. But of course
but it's fun to see.
It is. But I moseyed over there and I really wanted to buy a bunch of drugstore lipsticks, like creamy lipsticks and nudes, because when Erin Parsons was on, she was talking about her favorite nude lips from Revlon and from Maybelline. And then I saw Glamzilla talk about some of this like L'Oreal lip color that she used, and it was like $9. I'm like, I just need to find a signature shade of nude that I can easily get from a Target or a CVS or whatever. But my Target, it's like a city Target, so it kind of didn't have like as many options as I wanted. So maybe you and I can go to Ulta together and we do a little drug like
shopping
trip. Yeah, and we pick like a bunch of nude shades to like find our perfect nude.
Oh my God.
Let's do it.
I would love that.
Okay.
That is a mission.
Okay, great.
I have a Hello Bello face and body sun stick in my purse.
Of course you do.
This is for the children. But also for myself. However, it's a mineral sunscreen. So I'm laughing because I looked it up on Amazon to see if it was available, which it is, and it's extremely affordable. It's less than $10. It's like $9. You can also get it at Target, I'm pretty sure. But anyways, one of the reviews is 4 stars. This sunscreen smells so good but does not blend in, so your child and you will look like ghosts. That's the review.
Oh my God.
I know.
Is that true?
But it's true. It does. Okay. So I put like a light layer on my skin and you can already see it. So imagine like if you are extremely melanated. But I just love, again, that it's a stick, so it's easy. When I forget to put sunscreen on Zoe, I just like, you know, throw it on her, blend it in as best as I can. It's water resistant for up to 80 minutes. But also, it really does, even though it has a white cast, it blends in really well and it doesn't have like a strong scent. So, you know, kids can be picky sometimes. Yep. That's why I love the pipette one so much, because it doesn't have a scent either. And it's really, really tiny. So you can just throw it in your purse or keep it in your pocket. Again, SPF 30, broad spectrum, UVA, UVB, mineral sunscreen. And it's just, it's really cute.
Super
cute. It might make you look like a ghost though.
Yeah. Yeah. Be prepared. Have you need some protection, but like, yes, at what cost, I guess.
Exactly. Just, well, deal for with the it. Kids, it's fine. Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care.
Also, I want to say that they are launching, I think it's new. They have like, Kirby, I don't know if you know this, but it's going to be like mosquito summer, unfortunately.
Why?
Why? Because of the like weather, and it's going to be like so hot. And also because we got so much rain. There's just going to be so many mosquitoes this summer. So everyone brace yourself.
I feel like I've seen an abundance of fruit flies lately. Is that related?
Yeah. Just like the bugs are going to come out. So everyone brace yourself. Get yourself a Zevo for your house.
Oh, I will be getting a Zevo immediately. Yeah.
But also Hello Bello has a bunch of mosquito and bug repellents that are, you know, kid friendly too, that I don't currently have in my purse, but I will come summer. All right. What else is in your purse?
Real quick. I have two last things. Shocker, another lip product. This is
Shocker. What is it?
Half Magic.
Yeah, Half Magic.
It's the Magic Brownie Lip Gloss.
Yes.
I mean, this is a PSA to Donnie Davy, who I know listens to this podcast, because she'll text me and say, I was doing this and listen to the podcast. I just love y'all. Donnie, if you do not put me in a campaign for Magic Brownie, I'm going to lose my mind. Like, why am I not in a formal campaign for this line of products? I'm literally, my middle name should be Magic Brownie at this point.
Oh my gosh.
But this gloss, y'all, like, of course, Donnie, they totally nailed the formula. It's just this beautiful, glittery, it's like a brick shade, but it's not red. It mm-hmm. is like the Magic Brownie color. And you put it on.
It's gorgeous.
It's been going viral on TikTok because people have been using this color setting. And when you put it on, it's just like so sparkly and so, it feels so juicy on the lips. Highly recommend. Also, it's like flat because it's,
yeah, mm-hmm.
it's rectangular shaped. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's not a cube, but it's like rectangular shaped. So you can easily put this in your pocket.
Totally.
Which I love.
Yes.
It doesn't
I love
like,
that.
It's not too
bulky.
I need
bulky. To get that. Also, if you're listening, Donnie, can you please make your magic flick in a brown? Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Like, and also all the colors, but specifically a brown.
A magic brownie shade of magic flick.
Magic brownie magic flick. And I can be in that campaign.
Yes. Yes, she can. Okay. One last thing I want to call out is literally when I go places, people are like, why do you smell so good? It's Kaoli. We had Monica Tan on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, if not a few months ago. And I have fallen in love with literally every single scent that they have come out with. The pistachio gelato is incredible. I love the Utopia fragrance, but their best-selling product is this vanilla, and it's a mm-hmm. topper. So like it's meant to be layered, but literally I put this on, I go out in public and people are like they want to eat me. They're like, you smell delightful. Like, I should just have a shirt that says eat me. but they're like, what is it? It's vanilla. It's vanilla 28, their first fragrance. They have a travel size at Sephora. So if you want to try before you invest, because like I think their fragrances are like, you know, $100-something. So not super expensive, but also not cheap.
Yeah.
So if you want to try it out, they have like the pistachio gelato too, but I highly recommend the vanilla. If you want to just smell delectable, I cannot recommend this fragrance enough. It's so, so good.
I want to smell that. Okay, my one last product, which I've been, every time I'm like, oh, I need to talk about this product on Los Angeles. Oh, I need to talk about it. I'm going to post it on my Instagram, and then I never do, is the, have you tried any Jason Wu beauty products?
No.
Okay. They're so good. They're so, so good. And I feel like we don't talk enough about it, probably because, I mean, this is probably one of the few products I've tried. But everything I try from Jason Wu Beauty is so good, probably because it was made in partnership with Toni Kao's beauty incubator company.
Oh, okay.
And she's a genius.
That makes sense.
But I wanted to talk about the tinted moisturizer. So it's actually called tinted moisturizer meets CC cream. This, I think, has been around for a while now, and it's $20. It is a true tinted moisturizer. Like, it's not a coverage product. It is definitely more of like the CC cream. It's going to cover your redness. It'll even out your skin tone, but it's not going to give you like a ton of coverage. But I love it because I'm not like super glam these days. I'm just going to like, you know, the playground or the grocery store or whatever. So I don't need to like a full face, but I still want to look like I slept more than I actually did and wear some blush. You know, it's like sometimes you just want to wear a little bit of makeup, but you don't want to put the whole thing on. So this is just a nice base. And it really is so, so good. I'm shade 5. And
okay,
it's super hydrating. And you know me, I'm a dry girly. So that's why I love it. I've read some reviews and people who are oily also like it. But then, you know, you could set it and that'll probably help it last longer too. It's super easy to apply. You just apply it with your fingers. And I have it in my purse for when I forget to put makeup on or if I just want to touch up or something. The one criticism I think that I've read also is that they haven't quite figured out undertones, like they need to expand their shades. I personally find that this matches me perfectly and my undertones. But in case you want to pick this up, you might have to go to, I think it's available at Target, and maybe try to shade match yourself. But it's just so good for people. Like, I feel like people ask me all the time about like a tinted moisturizer recommendation or like a CC cream, something that's for every day. This is definitely my go-to lately.
How much is it and how many shades are there?
$20, and it has 12 shades.
Okay. Cool.
So there are a lot of shades, but I just think that like, and it's in a good variety and good range. But I think if you want to find your shade, maybe go in person to purchase it.
All right, let's get into some beauty news. There's not actually a ton of news to break down, but the Gods at Airmail Look, by gods, I mean Linda Wells, bestowed a new issue on us. Y'all, I freaking love Airmail Look. It is truly a digital version of an actual magazine. It comes out once a month, so it's not just constantly new content to consume. You have to wait with bated breath to see what's in the issue. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting.
And they're not trying to like cover things to get high SEO or traffic. You know what I mean? It's just like good journalism.
Like, let me just read you this headline for the story we're going to kick things off with. So the banner it's under is called Kiss and Makeup, which I love. And the headline is literally missing the mark.
Mark spelled with a C.
Okay, there we go. Yes. So you might be like, missing the mark, what the hell? But then you see missing the mark with a C. You know this is about Marc Jacobs Beauty. So this is by Brennan Kilbane, who, friend of the pod, we love his work. I always think, Danny DeVito, I love your work. Brennan Kilbane, we love your work. So Brennan wrote this story. I've been waiting for this story to come out because he talked to me about it and he wanted to know what in the hell happened to Marc Jacobs Beauty. And I think that is honestly the number one question. If I was able to have any type of superpower, it would be someone give me the actual tea on Marc Jacobs Beauty. What happened there? And
that's your superpower. The one superpower.
Yes. It's important to me, Sarah. That's the only thing I care about.
Okay.
And also just being able to refute people's dumb opinions because they don't know what they're talking about, being able to prove them wrong instantly. That would be my other superpower.
Ooh, that's good.
So Brennan talked to a lot of people. God, this is such a good story. So it says the makeup line once loved by Emily Ratajkowski, Aubrey Plaza, and seemingly everyone on the internet suddenly disappeared. Now, maybe, just maybe, it's coming back again. Okay, I'll say this. When I talked to Brennan, and Brennan, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure that when you interviewed me for this story, we didn't even know that there was a possibility that Marc Jacobs Beauty may be coming back. So this little morsel of a screenshot of Net-a-Porter really was working in Brennett's favor, because he just was doing, he was doing his due diligence. Where in the world is Marc Jacobs' beauty? Why did it disappear? Where did it go? Sarah, do you have any interesting takeaways you want to talk about from this story?
Well, first of all, okay, in order to read this story, you have to be a subscriber, which we all encourage you to do.
Support journalism.
It's just so well written. We were reading this before we recorded the podcast, but it's just, the writing is just so fun. Okay, what are some of the takeaways that we want to talk about?
Well, first of all, they do a great job of going through what Marc Jacobs' beauty was when it launched.
Yes, the history of it all, who was involved, and then, you know, talking about Kendo.
Marc Jacobs Beauty, it launched with LVMH and then Sephora's Beauty Incubator, who we've talked about 100,000 times on this podcast, Kendo, in 2013. Sarah, do you remember when Marc Jacobs Beauty launched?
Yes. Yes.
It was a huge deal.
Huge. Huge.
Like, I remember we called in the product and I think oh my God, am I making this up? I believe it launched, oh God, I can't remember. But I do remember it was a Wednesday, I believe, because
You're like such an old grandpa. It was a Wednesday.
It was a Wednesday.
It was rainy.
Notice how you said grandpa and not grandma.
I know, sorry.
It's the masculine. It's the masculine energy coming from me. I'm telling you right now, it's always masculine energy. You said grandpa. I'm a grandpa.
Grandpa Kirby.
Grandpa Kirby over here. Okay, so I believe it was a Wednesday and I want to say it was September 9th, 2013.
If I'm right, nailed this.
September 9th.
You have a superpower.
I'm literally looking it up right now. What day of the week? Oh, wrong. It was a Monday.
Close. You were close.
Okay, maybe it's because the video that we did for it came out on a Wednesday. But literally we called in the product. We did a whole video at Pop Sugar about it. I mean, and this was, the packaging was unlike anything we had seen before.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really, really cool. And I was so excited. It really felt like the first big designer beauty brand of our time. Because, of course, like Chanel already existed. Dior already existed.
But it was like modern. There's a face to the name. We know the designer, Marc Jacobs.
Yep.
We're obsessed with all of his bags and clothes, so it was just an accompaniment. And like, I think there was also a curiosity of whether or not it would actually live up to everything else, you know, that Marc Jacobs creates. And spoiler alert, it did.
Yeah. And I love this line. It says, Jacobs had endeavored to create a makeup line that had what he called, quote, the right amount of wrong. And he cast Jessica Lange in a 2014 campaign. He promoted the products on himself and on his social media channels with elaborately painted selfies and Instagram lives. For Jacobs, cosmetics were a piece of the whole image. He seemed to think of makeup as an accessory, like a handbag. And so Brennan talked to sources close to Marc Jacobs. He talked to sources inside at Kendo, sources that were inside at Kendo and then left. And they basically said Mark was extremely invested in this brand. Literally, he says each product was also fabulous. It was.
I don't know the name of that product, Kirby, but it was like a lip gloss tinted. This one in the pink that's like juxtaposed next to Mark, I think, at the Met Gala or something. Oh my God. That product, I talk about like what I had in my bag. I used that to the very end. Like, I would wear it all the time. I'm actually really sad that I don't have another one.
I have Marc Jacobs products still upstairs
in
my
bathroom.
Oh, I won't get rid of them.
Majority of my eyeshadow palettes are the old Marc Jacobs eyeshadow palettes, which, like, sorry to my vision, but, like, it's just my favorite.
Talking about having an allergic reaction over here. better be careful over there.
Or the bronzer.
Oh, God, the bronzer. Literally, when you read the story, you're going to just be so upset that you can't go and easily purchase these products anymore. You can find them on eBay, but it's like, do you really want to risk it?
Yeah.
A little scary.
Like, it's okay that it's expired and I own it and I used it and purchased it. It has my germs.
Yes.
But like when you're buying it from eBay, you just don't know. You just
remember
don't know.
When he launched like the coconut products and they smelled like coconut, and it was
oh my god,
it was so good. Okay, so then Brennan goes, and then it ended, not with a bang! Exclamation point. And then he puts in quotes, by Marc Jacobs cologne, 2010. So smart. But with absolutely nothing. In 2021, fans of the brand's brand noticed that deep discounts were on every product. And by the end of the year, fashion news websites and beauty bloggers had reported that Marc Jacobs Beauty was being discontinued. Though to this day, no official party, not LVMH, not Marc or Kendo, has confirmed the line's fate. The secrecy surrounding the brand's quiet death almost lends it an air of conspiracy. Was there bad blood or money troubles, or did this have to do with the time Jacobs accidentally posted an ass pic to Instagram? But like, whatever. And so essentially nobody was like, Brennan was not able to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
So he says, in lieu of official communications, we are left with nothing but a wide and fertile field in which to sow seeds of speculation. Let's see what grows, shall we? So this is the type of beauty journalism I fucking love.
I know.
It scratches an itch that has not been scratched in a very long time. Exhibit A, the missing makeup. So he talks about how this is crazy. He's like, trying to coax information out of Kendo is a little like trying to squeeze milk from a boulder. The company guards facts and figures about its internal machinations, many of which involve prestige cosmetics with Area 51 level discretion. So Brennan reached out to Tara Loftus. If you're a beauty editor, you know who Tara Loftus is. She's fellow Capricorn. We love Tara. She is Kendo's global vice president of brand marketing and public relations. And listen, Tara was never going to comment for this story and was, you know, never going to say anything about it, because honestly, it's not really her job to do so anymore.
Did they all have to sign like NDAs? They must have.
Probably.
Like if you speak about Marc Jacobs Beauty, Tara, we will destroy you.
It also just doesn't look becoming of an executive at her level to be speaking on a brand that's no longer under the Kendo umbrella.
It's kind of
like a little messy, a
totally,
little chaotic.
Totally. Yeah. Like,
so
like,
I
shouldn't
get
be
it.
Asking about your ex-lover.
100%.
Yes.
So he also reached out to several other Kendo executives. None responded. Not surprised there. And all of the, you know, inquiries from Brennan were riffs on a question of what happened to Marc Jacobs Beauty. Okay. So he goes into the details about how in 2021 there was like a Reddit thread. Reddit was the first on the case. And they're like, what's going on here? And by that point, everything had been heavily discounted on the retail website, MarcJacobsBeauty.com, as well as at Sephora. And I think this is interesting because I think that this discount of Marc Jacobs products really set the tone and made people actually pay attention to what products are on sale at Sephora. Because now you'll see, oh my God, is there trouble in paradise? All of these products are 50% off, 60% off. And you're like, okay, are they just getting rid of stock? Or are they like getting ready to go out of business? Like that is now what people use to determine if a brand is like doing well or not.
Totally. But like, unlike fashion, I'm sure most people realize, like with beauty, it's like it's rarely on sale unless it is like, you know, some collection that they want to get, like they're trying to get the stock out, or there is like, you know,
Sephora sale,
Sephora VIB sale or something like that. Like that's the only time that you can get your products for sale. So that's why when this happened, everyone was like, what?
Yeah. And I mean, the trickle down effect is that now people are perusing that sale page like hawks trying to figure out what brand is going to bite the dust next, which is insane. So it says that 1 month after that thread on Beauty Guru Chatter, which, are you familiar with this thread?
No.
I don't get on Reddit often, but sometimes people will send me threads on Beauty Guru Chatter, which is equal parts fascinating and terrifying. So I try to like limit any reading I do there. Yeah. It says a user posted a short but devastating chat transcript with a Sephora beauty advisor named Keely. Fucking Keely.
Keely.
They had asked where Marc went and Keely answered, so unfortunately, Marc Jacobs has decided to close up shop on their cosmetic line. At the end, she added a deflated looking emoji.
Poor Keely.
Okay.
Was that like the canned response they gave all of the Sephora chat employees to put? Or do you think Keely just went out and did it herself? Was like, no.
I envision Keely like Keely on Ted Lasso, just like dropping bombs and like walking away. Like this Keely was like, listen, I'm going to light a match and just see everything go up and
see what happens.
Like Sephora's probably like, do not tell an effing soul what's going on here. And Keely's like, let's just see what kind of drama I can start today. You know? So listen, Keely, if you're out there, we welcome you on the podcast.
Oh, please.
So Keely's like, that's not even my real name. Okay. So the speculation took on shades of panic, according to Brennan. And shortly after the Sephora chat was posted, inquiries spilled into the inbox of Kirby Johnson, me, who reached out to a press contact at Kendo. And all of this is true. I reached out to Kendo. I have the paper trail. And I received an official response, which was very buttoned up and took a few days for me to get, which was, we are very proud of Marc Jacobs Beauty, and we are happy to assure you the brand is not closing. This kind of got me in a little bit of hot water, because at the time, Sam from Here for the Tea, God rest her soul, she had posted that chat transcript from Sephora. And I commented, before I said anything, I went to Kendo and I asked them to give me an official response and what was going on. They sent that back. And so I said, hey, I spoke directly to Kendo. Here's what they're saying. So that kind of caused a little bit of a back and forth. Well, Kendo says it's not closing, but this person at Sephora says Keely. It is Keely. So, and then, you know, it was like, well, what the hell is going on? But, and literally it's like, they said the brand was not closing and then we never heard from them again. So
they paid Keely off and she's no longer a chat representative.
We're like, what's going on? Keely is like, now Keely's like an executive at like LVMH or something. We're like, go girl, get your shine. She's like, if you don't want me to do this again, you have to promote me. They're like, okay, great. Okay, so nobody has made a statement about this. Like LVMH, Kendo, Marc Jacobs International, not a damn soul. Not even Marc Jacobs himself has said anything about it, which is crazy. Apparently, there was an anonymous Instagram account that posted something that said, the brand is exploring opportunities with a new partner. The brand is not being discontinued and currently in the process of strategizing the best way to reach their global customer moving forward. And Tara Loftus liked the post, according to Brennan.
Jeez.
So this brings us to recently, which is there was a post that someone took a screenshot of a Net-a-Porter landing page, and it was for Marc Jacobs Beauty. I cannot remember for the life of me exactly what it said. I have it somewhere in my saved Instagram stories.
I texted it to you because...
Yeah.
I won't say why. I texted it to you.
We won't go there.
And it said...
Yes.
Beauty. It said Marc Jacobs Beauty at the top. And then, you know, the description, beauty to me is the unexpected. It's what surprises you, says Marc Jacobs. Reflecting the eclectic sensibility of his ready-to-wear, the designer's beauty range includes highly pigmented eyeshadows, award-winning lip glosses, and foundations that deliver full, flawless coverage in a single application. And then it says, coming soon. Discover new arrivals here when they're available.
Interesting. And if you want, on Beauty Guru Chatter, you can look it up and see the actual page that popped up. Everyone is literally like dying. They're like, oh my God, please bring back the Omega bronzer, right? Give me more iconic palettes.
Yep.
Run me my coconut primer. I hope they still have the fine liners. First of all, these names were so good. Oh my God, they were so good. Bring back the gel lipsticks. Bring back the nail polish.
Gel lipsticks, that's what it was. The nail polish, so good too.
The coconut lip oil was fabulous.
Oh my God, that was so good.
I know. I have that one just sitting in a drawer. I refuse to get rid of it.
Oh my gosh, probably smells.
You know what I'm going to say.
Mascara.
You better bring me back my Velvet Noir or I'm going to be fighting in the streets. I will fight Marc Jacobs.
He looks strong.
I will fight you, Mark. You better, if you come back.
He's very fit. Very fit.
He does look strong. He looks like really good. But I will fight you. And I will throw some hands. I will be slapping. I need this mascara back in my life because I will say and I'm sorry, this might hurt, but the Fenty mascara, the new one that they launched, the Hella Thick, a good dupe in a way, but dupe meaning that we don't have the original.
Yeah, so it's the best, next best thing.
Right, but like if you brought back this little, this is the travel size I've been hanging on to for dear life, would probably never should put this back on my eyeballs.
I think I have the one that has my name engraved on it.
Same. I have them.
Yeah.
I have them just sitting up there like relics of the past, admiring and wishing.
We didn't know what we had.
I mean, this still looks pretty good. I'm not going to lie. This still is looking pretty good.
Try it.
Wow. Agent of chaos, Sarah Tan. Give yourself pink eye.
You do that, and then I'll put the iconic eyeshadow palettes on my eyes. We'll see who has an allergic reaction first.
Wow, wow. The links will go for Marc Jacobs. Okay, all that to say is that that page is now MIA from Net-a-Porter.
If Gone.
You look up Marc Jacobs Beauty on Net-a-Porter, it literally just says, sorry, we cannot find what you're looking for. It is gone. So this is what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that perhaps, oh my God, Sarah.
Have you not been recording?
No, I have. What if?
Oh.
What if he's going to relaunch the fucking brand 10 years to the day
on a wet Monday,
September 9th, 2023.
Aligned with like Fashion Week.
Oh my God. When did Marc Jacobs launch? I need to be on the money about this. He launched in 2013. I swear. Oh, I was wrong. I was a full month off, August 9th. But still.
Okay. But still. Close.
Oh my God. Sarah, wait. I think I was right.
Is August 9th a Wednesday?
Am I right? Damn it. No, it was a Friday.
Again, close. Close.
Everyone listening is like, I hate you, Kirby. Stop. Yeah. Just stop. Okay.
Wednesday is close to every day of the week because it's in the middle.
But what if we're getting the Marc Jacobs rebrand relaunch August 9th, 2023?
I mean,
a decade from his initial launch.
That would be incredible news. However, we don't even need, like, okay, rebrand, relaunch, but not reformulation. Just give us the old goodness.
Please. I beg.
Yeah.
I beg. Oh my God. Oh my God. This could literally just be life changing. It would be.
And they were just like setting it up on the computer. On Net-a-Porter's website. I'm just imagining someone like tinkering with the code and they're like, oh shit, I accidentally pressed publish.
Oh my God. I would literally just die. The lust for lacquer.
You heard it here first.
We're the ones that are manifesting this. August 9th. I swear if nothing happens August 9th, I'm just going to cry in a corner. But let's manifest that for ourselves. August 9th, 2023.
Let's manifest.
And if we have this right, anybody listening that works with Marc Jacobs Beauty, you need to get in touch with us immediately.
Or just give us like a, send us like a winky emoji.
Yeah.
In invisible ink.
Send us a letter via snail mail that's written like Pretty Little Liars A, where it's like,
or in like MJB. Old Marc Jacobs lipstick. With your, you know.
Exactly. We're coming back. Okay, wow. That was a lot. Okay.
Go read the entire story.
Read the entire story. Brendan absolutely kills it. It's such a fun read. Just sign up.
Go subscribe.
You're going to get access to amazing, amazing beauty journalism through Airmail Look.
Thank you, everyone, for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.